Edmonton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. The inauguration of Donald Trump happening in a few hours on Capitol Hill. ABC senior White House correspondent Selena Wang with more from Washington on the transfer of power.
The nation's capital on high alert with 25,000 security personnel and 30 miles of barricades. Nearly 8,000 National Guard troops from 40 states also supporting local police. The United States Secret Service saying that while the country remains in a heightened threat environment, there is no active direct threat to the inauguration.
Last night, there was a big MAGA rally at Capital One Arena.
I'm thrilled to be back with so many friends, supporters, and true American patriots on the eve of taking back our country. That's what we're going to do, take back our country.
The price of Bitcoin surged to $109,000 overnight. President Trump has launched a new cryptocurrency venture and vowed to make the U.S. the crypto capital of the world. This is ABC News. TikTok back again on the App Store and on your phones after President-elect Trump promised a 90-day pause on the federal ban.
A president cannot undo or change a law. He does have enforcement discretion, but Republican Senator Tom Cotton is warning that tech companies could still face billions of dollars in fines under this law in the future. Apple and Google are still not allowing new downloads or software updates of TikTok on their app stores.
ABC's Elizabeth Schulze. Large parts of the country in a deep freeze today.
More than half the country is now under cold weather alerts. Wind chills could drop to 50 below zero in the upper Midwest, some of the coldest temperatures in 2 years. This, as a rare winter storm takes aim at the south later today into tomorrow, some areas bracing for the most snow in decades.
ABC's Allison Kosick. We're not drinking as much wine as we were before. Sales down 6% last year. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WISS.FM.
The Todd Alba Show.
What's worse, fast drivers or slow drivers? Karina listening on WAUK in Milwaukee.
Slow drivers are the worst. They think too slow. They stop in the middle of the highway to think about where they're going. Maybe they need to turn left and right. They're changing lines for, oh my God, I can do all day long.
Karina,
can you
tell us what you really think?
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Dom Salvia Show.
Brad Schimmel, a J6 sympathizer, and he wants to be your next Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice. When he was Attorney General of Wisconsin, he spent thousands of dollars on memorial coins.
I would have been fired.
That stood for
done that.
Kicking ass every day. Hey, if you got to get a coin that says it, you're probably not doing it.
With your face on it.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
The Bucks extend their winning streak. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Milwaukee Bucks with another decisive win at home, 123-109 over the 76ers. Giannis Antetokounmpo led with 35 points, but he pointed out that Philadelphia was shorthanded. No Paul George, Kyle Lowry, Joel Embiid, all out with injuries for the 76ers.
I got to give them credit. You know, they played hard. You know, they didn't have their main guys, so the guys that came in played extremely hard, played together, they made shots. You know, they did all the right things to have the game that they had tonight.
So the Bucks have now won four in a row. They play the Pelicans in New Orleans on Wednesday. College hoops. Wisconsin with a West Coast win over the weekend, 84-69 over USC. The Trojans did score 13 unanswered points.
Defensively, to be able to catch ourselves after that first 5 to 7 minutes when they made a run back at us. And I think this the moxie of the group, they didn't panic. I think that's what makes this team really, really good.
That's Badgers head coach Greg Gard with sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Hollywood is still mourning the loss of director David Lynch. Tributes have inundated social media the last several days for the Oscar-nominated creative force behind Eraserhead, Blue Velvet, Lost Highway, The Elephant Man, and The Straight Story. Lynch's colleagues are also paying tribute. Sopranos creator David Chase says no one who creates a long-form drama on TV was not influenced by Lynch's iconic Twin Peaks. Lynch was a one-time Wisconsin resident and passed away last Thursday at the age of 78. Speaking of Lynch, actor Kyle MacLachlan says he owes his entire career to David Lynch. The director cast the now 65-year-old actor in Blue Velvet and also made him the lead actor in Twin Peaks. MacLachlan called David Lynch the most authentically alive person he's ever known. That is some serious praise. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
That cold weather advisory remains in effect today. An extreme cold warning tonight. Today, sunny, high of 1 above the wind chill, minus 15 to minus 30. Tonight, 13 below with a wind chill to minus 35. By tomorrow, sunshine with a high of only 0. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, 7 below 0.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up in the show, more studies show men are lonely. Why is that? What can be done? Dr. Kristen Lierley joins us. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air. Weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Valley's home for Nightlight with Peach Wild.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning. Wow, just listening to that forecast, I even did a double take. I said, did she say minus 35?
Yeah, with the wind chill.
Is that what she said, Todd?
I think tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow, I think. Yeah.
Wow.
Right now, it's minus 23 with the wind chill.
Wow.
Yeah, it's cold out.
That's like crazy cold.
Yeah.
Minus 7 for regular temperature in Green Bay, minus 6 in Appleton, minus 6 in Oshkosh, and it feels like 23 degrees below zero. I saw last night on crawls, they were already closing some schools. One of them was like Monday and Tuesday. Boom,
there was quite a few Monday and Tuesdays. I said to Donna, too, I said, how cool is that for a kid to be sitting there?
Oh, can you think, is there anything
no.
better? Is there anything
I wore off
you till
Wednesday.
Is there anything you can do to make a little kid feel better, to feel more excited than saying, hey, yeah, you don't have to get up. It's a snow day.
Right.
You have more energy right now than you'll ever have in your life.
These next 2 days are...
Yeah. Don't you just bound out of bed?
Yeah.
I can't stay in bed. I got too much to do.
I think that's smart, though, because you know it's going to be cold. It's like, hey, look, let's not... You know, let's plan
right
ahead. So, yeah,
you know,
school
like
off till Wednesday.
You got a bus stop today.
No, I am usually, like I told you, I park, I don't know, 3 blocks away and walk here, but I'm going to pay... I drove my car. I'm going to just go feed the meter.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
it's cold.
Wow, is it cold, folks? Please, 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 please do not send a little kid out without, like, something on their ears and their hands. Please. Today, of course, is Inauguration Day. They moved that one inside.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I've been to the parade and to inauguration.
How long of a day is that when you actually go to it?
Well, for you to go to the swearing in and the parade, yeah, I mean, that's going to take up the better part of your day. We've had some little bands from Green Bay play in that parade. It's a long day for the president. I mean, he's going to go to mass at that church. You're right by the White House. Everybody goes there by Lafayette Square. So he'll do that. But you know what I think is really interesting about
today? I've never seen the White House.
Really?
Isn't that crazy? I've never seen the White House.
Hmm. Yeah.
I'd love to see the White House.
Yeah, it's fun. It's great.
Yeah.
It's the White House. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
That's what's cool about it. It's like, okay, I've seen a million pictures. It looks just like it.
Yeah. But I'd like to see it.
It is. And you walk around and it's, you can't
get it. Oh my gosh. Quick thing here. Rest in peace, Chuck Lane.
Yeah.
Wow. I didn't know this.
Yeah. Saw that
yesterday. Former Packer PR man, started Packers Hall of Fame. I talked to him at the old Candlestick Lounge on Adams Street. Nice guy, Terry. Absolutely. Oh, God. I've known Chuck forever. Yeah. Wow. I remember when I was a kid and the Packers would play a preseason game and they weren't televised back then. Mm. So they'd replay them on Sunday afternoons and be Chuck Lane and Jim Irwin, I believe, or Ted Moore. Well, I don't know. Was it Chuck Lane and Jim Irwin? Somebody help me out on that. Who like in the 70s, Who did the play? I know Chuck Lane did the color commentary. I know that for a fact. Yeah, I know Chuck was a really great, great friend of mine. And, great guy. Super good guy. Wow. Today's also Take a Walk Outdoors Day.
Yeah. Good day.
Okay. Good luck with that. Cheese Lovers Day. Can't beat that.
No, that's a good one.
Can't beat that. You know, I did something last night that I probably over-cheesed.
What did you do?
I put shredded cheese on my cottage cheese.
Yeah, that's a lot of cheese.
Why?
I don't know.
What kind of shredded cheese?
Cheddar.
Yeah, because I can see you putting on something spicy to doctor up the cottage cheese, but yeah, that's...
No, I put peanuts and shredded cheese on my cottage cheese. Todd?
I could see Voice maybe the reason? Nuts. The cheese is a little odd.
A little, huh?
Yeah. Mm.
I agree.
I usually just do a little ground pepper. That's it.
Oh, that would be good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I cut up bacon and just...
That sounds good, too.
And I stirred it into the... Remember we were talking about bacon? How
yeah.
You don't have to season it really.
Just said a little bit. Actually, I saw the most perfect salad a person could possibly have. Okay. And I was 9/10 of this I had. Okay. You guys can listen to me.
Yeah, I'm listening.
10 ingredients.
Tuna.
Yeah.
Obviously. Good. Avocados. Can I pronounce it right that time?
Yep.
Right. Is it guacamole or guacamole?
Guacamole.
It is the E, okay. So anyway, tuna, hard-boiled eggs, avocados, nuts, and the only thing missing was bacon bits. They say little bacon bits adds to the food. But is like an unbelievably no-carb, unbelievably high-protein lunch. What do you think? And mayonnaise. I always have to have mayonnaise.
No, so, you don't need that. You should put, where's your blueberries, strawberries, some kind of fruit?
No, I'm putting those in my, you know what? I got to be, I've put on like 5 pounds eating too many protein shakes. I've been eating a lot of protein shakes.
And it's with like, fruit, I've gained though, right?
Fruit? Blueberries or raspberries.
Yeah. You got to remember there is sugar in that
and
stuff.
And bananas.
Yeah. You got to, that stuff.
Can I tell you what I did with my bananas?
Yeah.
Yeah.
God bless it. I put them in the freezer without peeling them. Let me tell you something that's not enjoyable. Try to peel a banana that's been frozen solid. It's completely brown and the inside's mushy. It's not a good thing.
Why didn't you peel them?
I forgot, Jim.
Oh. Okay. I wish that
maybe some of us got a lot on our plate, Jim. Oh, yeah. And we didn't think to peel our bananas before we put it in the freezer, Jim. Oh, my God. That's so long.
Yeah. I kind of stepped off the diet. Football. I went to that basketball game yesterday, which was... I tell you what, I'm sorry they're losing, but man, that was a fun game. And awesome. The crowd was so into it towards
the
end.
The crowd really seems, what was that, 15 or 16 in a row they've lost now? But
yeah.
Boy, the crowd still seems to be behind him. I'm a big fan. I'm pulling for him all the way.
I don't think that the crowd's as, but I've been to a lot of games where the crowd's been a lot more energized. It's just that it wasn't.
Well, Sunday morning, I mean.
It was great. And they were within 2-3 back and forth. They lost, but it was, I don't know. When I first got there, I thought, okay, $27 a ticket, and not a lot of people here, and but the game was great. I just really, it was a lot of fun. So anyway,
is it $27 for one ticket?
$26.
Wow, I didn't realize it was that expensive.
Yeah, it's $26 or $27.
Holy cow, that's a lot of money.
I think it fluctuates a little bit. They played Youngstown.
Okay, the Penguins.
So that must maybe that's a
it's not a good thing. Draw. Yeah, I mean.
Why is that ticket? That's one of the more expensive tickets, I think. Because some of those tickets are 16.
Oh, really? Oh, I don't know. I don't know. I was going to say, okay, 16 is more reasonable. I don't know what the price is of a ticket.
Well, it had to do with the opponent, right?
No, you pretty much lock it in no matter what.
Well, then why aren't they all the same price?
I don't. That's where I'm surprised. I think they are. I think you just got it wrong.
No, I got.
No, I think you're easily confused.
No, I was. You know, I knew. You know, it's funny. I thought about that yesterday. I thought, you know, he's going to give me a hard time you get about it.
A lot of times.
I'm going to.
Yeah.
And I said, I'm going to bring the ticket right now.
Okay. Just wait here for a minute while you try to dig through your pockets, which is a great sight.
No, okay. Anyway, I was
Grandpa, do you have a coin purse? I need a Coke.
Yeah,
pulls out his whittled knife.
Right. No, but I did order my go-to food, that 18-inch meat lovers pizza with the
at the game.
No. When I got home
to watch
football.
Oh, I got you. Okay.
And I wish I would have had a shake and a salad, but you know, it's just like, you know what?
I could have made you. You could have come over.
I'm taking
the
day off.
Downstairs, so I would have made you a protein shake.
Yeah,
I would have done that for you.
Yeah, that pizza was good.
I'll bet it was. Also, it's Cheese Lovers Day, as I mentioned. Martin Luther King Day, of course, that's being honored. Like, no mail, or the banks closed, and post offices, things like that.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Today is Disc Jockey Day. All right. Hey, everybody. Today's National Disc Jockey Day. Hey, kiss your DJ, right? Ha! Come on now. Morning Zoo coming at you right here in a cold day. Wow. Right, Todd? Todd, what's going on? How's your weekend, buddy? What'd you do? Tear it up?
I would turn that off so fast.
Absolutely. Why wouldn't you? Hey, let's make some crank calls. What do you say here?
Right. Oh, man. Funny.
Yeah. Buzz Aldrin is 95.
Wow.
He turned out a little strange afterwards, huh? He said he had really bad. And you know what? I'm gonna say this, even in after watching Aaron Rodgers' thing, The Enigma. But anyway, here's the weird thing. He said the same thing after the Super Bowl. You give everything you have your entire life to win a Super Bowl when you're a football player.
Yeah.
You win it and it's like, I was hoping it'd be a little bit more. And Buzz Aldrin said the same thing. I was on the moon. I was there, okay? I'm never going to top that for the rest of my life.
Right.
And he really dealt, I think he became an alcoholic and really depressed, and a lot of stuff happened to him afterwards. That's why I gave up. That's why I left the program, the astronaut program.
Well, wait a minute. I didn't get the connection.
That it's like you reach your ultimate. I'm not going to get any higher than this.
And you don't feel fulfilled.
Exactly. It's okay. If the biggest dream I ever had, I just fulfilled, and I don't feel great about it, how am I going to feel about anything else? See what I mean?
Yeah, I do. You know, and I just want to say, I was thinking about this inauguration day, and that is a really cool day. Like, I'm really happy for anybody.
It's one of our country's biggest days.
But anybody. I just remember when I would get sworn in, how nervous I'd be. And it's like, wait a minute, what are you nervous about? But it really puts the seal on the deal. You know
Absolutely.
What I mean? And I just, boy, I tell you what, that's too bad. You know, I'm not sure I knew that about Buzz Aldrin. I knew he had some issues. I didn't know that was it. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I'd be worried about if I was getting inaugurated into something?
Well, you don't really say much. They repeat everything in really slow sentences.
I know, but I would still like be worried I wasn't paying close enough attention to when the guy was doing that. You ought to be swear.
So help you. Who?
I say the same thing. What do you mean? Yeah, I mean what? What do you want me to say? Yeah. No. Okay. Right.
Yeah. No, that's
who's this guy? I mean, really? Okay. Wow. Okay.
Well, that's too bad.
Rainn Wilson. Kind of an okay post office life. Is that Rainn Wilson?
Yeah.
He's 60. He's 59.
He is, and he was Dwight on The Office.
Right.
Yeah.
He's in some other things now and then, but nothing major.
Yeah.
Boy, you know, a series I'm watching right now that is so intense, and it's based completely on history, true history, is called Primeval, American Primeval. And it's about the Mormons when they first kind of took over Utah, and they were pretty much attacking anybody that wasn't Mormon that was trying to come into their territory. And it's based on a true story, this one big massacre that happened in Utah against settlers where they killed like 150 people or something. And they actually have a guy playing Brigham Young thing and playing him as a really evil, evil man. I'm curious, any Mormons out there listening, let us know. If you're watching that, let us know what you think.
Yeah, they were, no.
Wow, I mean, it's really something. I told you at the time we had a guy come to the TV station in Idaho, which was like 80% Mormon in my town.
Yeah.
I go, hey, can I get you some coffee? He goes, no, I'm LDS. So I'm thinking he's got something wrong with his blood or something. I go, how about a Coke? LDS. Ooh, that really affects a person, huh? Yep. All right, we got to take a quick break. Brett Neimer alone, Crystal DeClete. Man, you know what? We got a full boat. We got like 9 people coming on. Sit back, stay with us, have some hot cocoa. Sit back, mind on the mirror. Back after this.
From Oshkosh to Neenah, this is 98.3 WISS.
Hey, it's me time at Chula Vista. Time for you to pamper yourself. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, 18 holes of classic golf, a relaxing spa, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park. Ziplining through canyon views in Chula's Aerial Adventure Park. And dining comes any way you like it. From pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
USA Today's Reader's Choice Awards named Chula Vista one of America's top 10 indoor water parks. Find out why at ChulaVistaResort.com.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In the first week of the new session of the Wisconsin State Legislature, Republicans fast-tracked a measure that would put a question on the ballot in the upcoming spring election that would enshrine voter ID in the state constitution. Two things on this. First, it is telling that Republicans made this their very first order of business. Senate Democratic leader Dianne Hesselbein responded to this, saying it's not cost of living or health care or gun violence that Republicans wanted to focus on, but a constitutional amendment. Telling, isn't it? But that leads to the second piece. Republicans are clearly doing this for politically motivated reasons. By having this on the spring election ballot, they're betting it will make it more likely that people who showed up to vote for Donald Trump in November will be heading to the polls to help elect right-wing candidate Brad Schimmel to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. That election is on April 1st, so buckle up.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Maggie Dawn Show.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Boy, it is cold. If you're just getting up, it is, like, not cold. It's freezing out there. While the temperature says minus two, with the wind chill, I think it's minus 20. So
I can't find a sweet and low.
Todd!
Let me see what I can do for you.
Got this text. Did Ray Scott do preseason games with Chuck Lane? Possibly. I don't remember Ray Scott doing preseason games as much, though. You know, was it Bob Schultz? I think it may have been Bob Schultz who recently passed away.
Oh, yeah. He did.
No, I think it was Bob Schultz. Got this one. Thanks, John. I can't have hot cocoa. I'm LDS. Somebody people making fun of my ignorance of the different faiths we have in our country. Yes. I think it may have been Bob Schultz and Ray Lane.
Okay. Yeah. Bob
Schultz. Chuck Lane. Yeah. All right.
Right.
Well, rest in peace, Chuck Lane. Good guy. Great friend of mine. And boy, one of those guys, he played the game of. Rugby, like forever. He was very big, I think, in the popularity of rugby in this area. Really huge into rugby, and of course, he was Chuck. He was Vince Lombardi's first public relations man.
Yep,
which is something we said right during the glory years and all those kinds of things. He was the guy.
Kind of held on to
pretty
that
amazing.
Too.
And then I remember he came to. Thank you, Tom. Then he came to Phoenix. He was going to be like public relations director of the USFL Arizona Wranglers, whose general manager was Vince Lombardi Jr. Hmm. How's that for a little historical
love it.
Stuff
just
for you?
I'm writing it down.
Okay. You didn't, though. You just photographic memory type thing?
Yes.
So anyway, we've got Brittany Merlot coming up, talking about the weather ahead. Kristen McLean, if you put a gun to my head and said, you must pronounce this word correctly or I'm pulling the trigger, I'd go ahead and pull.
You're too Catholic. Your parents didn't talk about the ecumenical.
Say that again.
Ecumenical.
Ecumenical. Okay.
Different faiths.
Okay.
But it's ecumenical.
Ecumenical partnership for housing.
Right.
Doctor's recital. That's for the doctor's recital, Todd?
Well, I didn't get the connection, but the Ecumenical Partnership for Housing is an organization that does a great, great job of buying houses and getting people, families into them. Kim is with Doctors in Recital.
They're coming in together. Krista wants to use some of her time to promote that great
event. Got it. 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 Got it.
does the well? We'll ask him. Does the proceeds from the
doctor's
recital go to the Ecumenical Partnership?
You'll have to ask that. Yeah,
it's a good question.
That would be
now that's fitting. Something you could write down. Why don't you write that down?
I don't have to write it down. I thought about that when I read it last night when he sent it to us. Yeah.
Kristen Ambos, Point Mortgage Corporation, coming by. Talked about what's going on along at 7. It's locked in at 7 now, it seems like, huh?
Yeah.
But, I mean, this has been, today has been one of those days as well. Well, let's see what happens Inauguration Day, and it's 7.
You know, I tell you, this Inauguration Day, I just wanted to, the agenda is the agenda, right? I mean, it's all pretty much the same. You go to Mass, and then you.
How did you get invited?
I didn't go. That was the U.S. Conference of Mayors. They gave us tickets.
Ah.
And we had our winter conference out there. So they have this traditional day, right? And then he goes and signs these executive orders, which he's going to sign like 100 of them. But between Mass and the swearing in is tea with the it's not the tea. It's with the Bidens.
Oh, today. I thought you meant just in general.
No. Today at, I don't know, 10 o'clock, whatever. The swearing in's at noon. They have tea with the outgoing and the incoming. I think that might be a little quiet in that room. I just wonder, I can see those two guys, but any bring in their wives, I'm not sure there's a lot of love there. So I don't know. I just thought that was, wow. I thought maybe somebody would cancel that or say, you know what? It's a busy day. It's kind of cold out there, and I got a ton of stuff I got to do today. Let's just skip the tea.
As they're in the history, you're more of a political historian than I. Has there ever been, and our policy about talking politics, I don't care about that, but all I'm saying is, has there ever been an incoming and outgoing who just personally disliked each other more than these two?
Well, remember Carter Reagan.
Oh, that's true.
And Carter's talking to him, and Reagan's like looking at his nails and stuff.
He really? Wasn't
like paying attention, and Carter's like, kind of load some trade secrets. Right. I just remember him saying he thought Reagan's kind of looking around, and yeah, he didn't like that. And that maybe Reagan's like that. I don't want to say it was disrespect. It was like,
hey, want to hear a good Gorbachev joke?
Hey, did you know he's sleeping with...
So Gorbachev, a nun, and a rabbi are in a plane.
It's a true story.
True story. Swear to God. I got the story guy that knows.
But, yeah, and then there's the lunch. Is there a lunch after? And then they do something weird. I was surprised when I kind of know a little bit about politics. J.D. Vance is only 40. For some reason, I thought he was a little bit older. Like
Todd looks a bit like J.D. Vance.
Yeah. You said that before, and I hate you for that.
Do you see it, though?
I hate you for that.
I know, but do you see it?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I don't wear eyeliner, so that's number one.
Gee, I was watching something the other night, and I thought, I remember what people would say. I look like Wayne Fonts, okay, former coach of the Lions.
I don't see that.
No way. All right. Another one I got was John Lovitz. I've gotten that.
No, I don't see that either.
Thank you.
I get this Brad Pitt and all that. Yeah,
Get the laugh.
Got Todd laughing. Anyway, yeah, it's
Wayne Fonts.
Yeah, I used to get that. Yeah. Old Lions coach.
This is an awesome day. I'm excited. I'm excited for just the process, for the tradition, not like 4 years ago. I just think it's going to go very, very smooth. Moving it inside, I don't think I'd have done that, but they said.
Did you ever get to see like behind the tours in the White House?
Oh yeah, my friend of mine was worked. Oh yeah, I sat in the Oval Office. Oh, yeah,
no lie. Mm-hmm. See, that's pretty cool.
It was in the evening, and there's nobody there. I mean, I've been to the White House a bunch of times.
I thought there might be a shot where the president was going to be my father-in-law one time.
Wait a minute. President was going to be your father-in-law. I'm trying to think who you would have dated. Because Pence's kids, they're too young for you. I don't know. Who is it?
Susan Ford.
Oh, yeah.
She was exactly my age.
Had been
going to high school in Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Right.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Exactly my class. Really cute.
In terms of
Exactly. Graduated the same day from high school, basically.
I thought he was talking about like social class. I'm like, oh, dude, be careful.
No, we're at my level. I also thought Susan Ford. I had a shot with Susan Ford.
That's not impossible.
You know what else I kind of had the hots for in a weird way?
Oh, don't tell me that. No, not Clinton's daughter. No.
Patty Hearst. Remember Patty Hearst?
Oh, everybody. You just like they're in that black outfit.
That picture of her with the machine gun? Yeah. Tatia. Yeah.
What?
Want to go to the show? Oh. Quick break. Brandy Merlot joining us.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Wisconsin agriculture will be paying very close attention to any details shared today on Inauguration Monday. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news. Wisconsin Congressman Derek Van Orden paying a close attention to those details as well. Van Orden says he's set up his priorities for 2025 in Congress. As a member of the House Agriculture Committee, he said his number one priority will be to reduce input costs by investing in domestically produced diesel fuel. He said that would be a reversal on the Biden administration's decision to ban offshore drilling of oil and gas. His second priority, a big one for Wisconsin agriculture, all of Wisconsin agriculture, that is trying to allow H-2A programs to be in place year-round.
I am on the Agriculture Labor Working Group. We have 23 separate bipartisan recommendations, and most of them are focused on the H-2A program, streamlining that so that our farmers can have year-round, consistent skilled, and I consider a herd manager is not unskilled labor. Let's be real clear about that. And someone who's working on diesel engines is not unskilled labor. I consider it skilled. We got to work on these definitions, but we need to streamline this program because you can't have a cow milking seasonally, can you?
Wisconsin Congressman Derek Van Orden from Western Wisconsin, a member of the House Agriculture Committee, on his priorities for 2025.
Giving back, it's at the heart of the Wisconsin farmer, and it starts with supporting the backbones of our community. That's why the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board invests in soy foam for our firefighters. Soy foam TF1122 is the first and only firefighting foam green screen certified at the gold level. As a PFAS-free firefighting foam, it's safe for you and the environment. A safe future for your community. Thanks to your soy checkoff. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
Did you know soybean diseases like white mold and sudden death syndrome can survive in your soil even after rotating crops? Prevention of these diseases is a constant battle, and yield loss from an infection can be devastating. The right management plan makes all the difference. Keep your beans safe this spring with Heads Up Seed Treatment. Heads Up guards your seed from both white mold and SDS. Stay protected and profitable by asking your seed dealer for Heads Up. Learn more at headsupst.com.
And don't let the cold weather keep you from engaging in the 2025 UW Ag Outlook Forum. Dr. Paul Mitchell, coordinator for the event, says they're focused in on the new Trump administration that will be installed today and its potential impact on agriculture. They do offer a virtual option for this year's Ag Outlook Forum. You'll find it at the Rank Agribusiness website. That's a look at food news. I'm Pam Yonke.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
That cold weather advisory remains in effect today. An extreme cold warning tonight. Today, sunny, high of 1 above the wind chill, minus 15 to minus 30. Tonight, 13 below with a wind chill to minus 35. By tomorrow, sunshine with a high of only 0. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, 7 below 0.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Mike Siegel. Hey, Mike.
When I look back on all those years on the road and going on two-lane highways in northern Wisconsin, in the dead of winter, could have been like 10 below outside. One deer jumps out in front of me. I was like, I'm done here.
You're in a ditch, and they're not going to find you for 3 days. Dead deer carcass over there and a dead comedian carcass.
Holding his date book.
Somebody might want to call and cancel him at Zanies next week in Chicago.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwabe,
On the next Nightlight, I welcome one of Wisconsin's very own, comedian Tom Clark. Then Milwaukee film critic Matt Miller and I discuss award season. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
Milwaukee film critic Matt Miller and I discuss award season. Let's light it up.
Nightlight.
For WGBW and WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. A 19-year-old Menasha man was arrested for setting a fire to the office space of U.S. Representative Glenn Grothman in a Fond du Lac strip mall early Sunday morning. Police arrested the man soon after the fire was extinguished. He admitted to starting the blaze in protest of the TikTok ban that went into effect over the weekend. Grothman was one of the 360 House members who voted for the TikTok ban last year. Monday, January 20th is a big day. It will see the inauguration of Donald Trump as he begins his second term as president following a four-year hiatus. It is also Martin Luther King Jr. Day. A majority of governmental offices will be closed for the two federal holidays, as will banks and the post office. Outagamie County Clerk of Circuit Court's office will be closed for training until 11 a.m. Monday. The Wisconsin Supreme Court heard arguments last week over whether a legislative committee's rejection of an agency rule that would ban the practice of conversion therapy for LGBTQ plus people was unconstitutional. The challenge comes amid the national battle over LGBTQ plus rights. It is also a part of a broader effort by the Democratic governor who has vetoed Republican bills targeting transgender high school athletes. Governor Evers argues the legislature is unconstitutionally blocking the rules. The court, controlled 4-3 by liberal justices, will issue a ruling in the coming months. If you've ever wanted to work with the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, now may be the time to apply. The DNR is holding career fairs throughout the state this month and next. There will be one in Oshkosh on January 24th from 4 till 7 p.m. See our story at WGBW.fm for links and information. I'm Lisa Hale for WGBW and WISS News. For news anytime, visit civicmedia.us.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back, Mino and the Mayor, honey. Cold, frigid, beyond Monday morning. You know, you guys can laugh. When I said, you really notice winter when the Packers season ends. What's it been like ever since the Packers season ended? Todd?
Cold.
Exactly. Awful. Got a text here from Paul. Just finished watching American Primeval. It was awesome. A must watch. It's incredible. Brittany, have you seen that one?
I have not.
Oh, no. Man, it's unbelievable.
Me either, Brittany.
Brittany, by the way, just in case you're going to ask, Brittany. This is actually a vest I'm wearing. It's not my hair coming all the way down.
Don't you wish you had long hair?
Somebody texts like, mine, I can't believe what you ask people sometimes. Remember, I go, Brittany, I didn't have my glasses. Is that your hair or is that a vest you're wearing?
Remember, I'm all self-conscious now. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Now I cut my hair the other day.
I get pulled back in a bun.
Wear a brighter vest.
Exactly. A beehive.
Right.
Exactly.
Yes.
Brittany, how cold is this, like, normal? Is this... And here's the deal. I had one of those things. Let me tell you something. My brothers were always big, and they wanted me to be big into, like, science and things like that. So they'd always buy me science projects, which I loved. Remember the science kits?
Yes.
Loved those, yes. All that stuff. And they bought me a thing one time where it showed how the Earth moved and the other things around it. And the one thing I remember from that, you know what it was? You know what I remember? This time of year, we're not further away from the sun. We're not. But it just tilts in a certain way that we don't get the stuff. Isn't that correct? That's the one thing I remember about astronomy. Thank you.
Yay.
Thank you.
That is right.
Yes. How dangerous. Right now it says feels like 23. We heard their weather report. Were you doing the weather report?
Minus.
That said minus 35 potential?
Yeah.
How dangerous is this weather?
Oh, it's pretty dangerous. I mean, this is the stuff where you're definitely going to get frostbite within minutes. I mean, our overnight temperatures and early morning, we can get frostbite within about 10, 15 minutes in these conditions when it hits 35 below, feeling like. Actual temperatures falling to 13 below tonight. So the coldest temperature we're definitely going to be feeling. Tomorrow's highs are still staying stuck sub-zero. I think we'll climb to about 1 degree today. So we are in this cold snap through at least Wednesday afternoon before we crawl out of this. But hypothermia, a concern. I mean, your pets, if you're cold, they're cold. That's the case. You also want to check on vulnerable people too, your neighbors, friends, family, stuff like that. Make sure their heat's working, because in these conditions, things can go south very, very fast.
You know, and I you know, I'm a big dog lover, but you're right about the pets. I mean, you know, New Ghana, somebody said, if your dog's going to sleep outside, make sure you sleep with him.
Well, okay, you say my dog slept outside.
Yeah.
But we had a contained thing where they had the little door to go through. And we even had
there's no heat in there. It was just breaking the wind.
We would load it down with straw. And those dogs would be toasty warm in there.
Yeah, I guess
they'd make little
heat.
Nests.
Yeah, yeah.
Because when you take the roof off to clean them, they'd make little nests in that straw. Okay. And as long as they weren't get the wind in them, we'd have a piece of tarp over it.
Right.
Brittany,
right.
Dogs in a container, something like that, very warm, correct?
Dogs in the house.
Yeah, they have to be in an enclosed shelter. Hay is a necessity if you're not going to have the heat in there, stuff like that. But most people,
my dogs were so happy. I had the happiest dogs in America.
Yeah.
Oh. We fed them so well.
Why were they outside?
Gravy train and table scraps, they loved it.
Yeah, but that you have to get that salt that's good for their feet, because that salt will, you know, right?
They never walked on sidewalks.
Well, they're on a chain, that's why.
Well, of course. Wow. Well, you want to let if you ever have beagles, they're uncontrollable. Unless they're trained good. They're uncontrollable.
Okay. Well, I'll talk about that, but you can put in those collars, put that wire around your lot, and then they'll learn to stay in the yard.
But then they would do their duty in the yard, and I'm not picking it up.
Okay. All right. Brittany, this Wednesday, we can get out of this? What's going to happen Wednesday?
Wednesday, it's still going to be breezy. That's the worst part of this all, is the fact that we've gotten this cold before, but the fact that the winds are still moving at about 20 miles per hour throughout the entire time frame. So it's still going to be breezy into Wednesday, but they'll shift out of the south, warming us up to about 20 degrees. We'll see clouds rolling in. Clouds act as blankets. They're the covers, so they hold in the warmth that we do get throughout the day. And then we're actually looking at a little bit of light snow possibly on Wednesday, maybe an inch or two, as a system passes by. But afterwards, we are stuck with highs in the 20s. Well, the weekend, we are looking to flirt with 30 degrees. So much warmer as we get out of this cold snap.
Wait, one thing, though, Brittany, I've got is, I'm looking outside, and we don't have any snow. None. I mean, we see grass here. No. How is it? I mean, you got Rib Mountain up there, and you got all the different ones, you know, northern Wisconsin into the UP and everything like that. Is this good snowmaking weather, at least?
It is. Temperatures need to be at least 15 degrees or colder. So this is definitely good snowmaking weather. But the fact that it's so windy, I know that Granite Peak stopped. They didn't do it because they didn't want it to flow on the highway.
Do they have a base to build on? Don't you need a base of natural snow? Or can you?
No.
Really, you can just make?
No, not at all.
The base can be artificial snow?
It sure can. They started making it, I think in November.
Oh, I always thought.
And it opened up early December. So they've been going this whole time.
Well, you know, it's funny because this snow, like, I don't know if you watch football, but it was snowing in Philadelphia, it was snowing in Buffalo. And it's like, you know, here,
I know.
Green as can be.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
It's just
every place, every game I watched this weekend had worse weather than we have. Right. Well, not this cold. It wasn't this cold.
Well, no,
but I mean, as far as like the condition, I mean, it was basically sleet at both of those games. That looked pretty miserable. But I would take that over trying to play in this kind of weather.
Oh, yeah. It's cold.
Absolutely.
It's cold. I mean, did you see where I saw a thing in the pregame? Josh Allen last year in that one game, he had two fingers that were frostbitten for playing in that game.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I'm surprised they don't shut it down, Brittany. I really am. I mean, there was that thing where people had amputations from the Kansas City Chiefs game last year.
No, those are fans.
I know, but I'm just saying, and I know it's America. Nobody's forcing you to go. I totally understand that. But for the players, and even another thing that I was watching about was the officials. How tough it is on them. You know what they wear? They actually wear wetsuits under their uniforms.
That makes sense.
And that's a good idea.
Yeah.
That's a really good idea.
You know, the more we talked last week a little bit about, and Brittany, I don't know if you follow football, but those officials are old. Those kids are young enough to be their grandkids.
What did I tell you?
Wow. Yeah, and then that guy with the voice, it's like, come on. Yeah. He's like, okay, how much attention do you really need?
I know. It was not a good weekend for NFL officials.
No.
It was not. Even Tony Romo last night at one point said, oh, my God, that was a terrible call. Another where the guy Joe Buck did not get his face mask grabbed.
I know.
And they threw, it's like, how do you throw a flag if you don't physically see it? It was not good weekend for the NFL officials.
As much as we talk about all these changes that have to happen with
and then the Mahomes thing.
Right, but we talk about all these changes that happen with the kickoff and all these.
Yeah.
Someone's got to circle the wagons on the officiating. And you made a good really point. These players that have really, they grew up since six years old playing the game, and they're in much better shape. And why aren't we, is there a school, are we grooming these people to? Because those guys are old.
I know. I'm telling you.
Those kids playing that are 23, 24 could be their grandkids.
Not even a question. Easy.
Wow.
Question for Brittany. If we had snow cover, would the temperature be colder? Sparky. Oh, interesting question, Sparky.
Yes, it would. Actually, the temperatures would drop colder because the snow reflects, the warmth back.
Okay.
So kind of like the clouds traps it, the snow reflects it back. So technically, we would get some colder overnight lows if there was more snow cover out there.
Okay,
so
I don't know who to talk to. Maybe we need to talk to one of your guys at the city about, is there a danger of pipes, like municipal pipes, freezing when you have this kind of weather and you don't have snow cover? Brittany?
Yes, 100%. Again, that snow acts as insulation now for anything underground. So it actually keeps the pipes warmer, and the snow is good for that. So when we don't have it, our pipes are more vulnerable. So you want to definitely keep your inside of your house at least at 60 to 65 degrees. I know maybe we want to save on energy costs right now, but not today, not tomorrow. Right. You definitely want to keep it nice and warm in there. Also, that faucet drip or some pipe insulation or pipe foam is what the experts recommend.
But these municipalities, I mean, we had that huge pipe break on Main and Mason.
Mm-hmm.
And remember that? That was, wow, that was a mess. And that obviously comes out and turns to ice. So it's just,
those guys earned their money that day.
Yeah,
oh, man.
Yeah.
Wow. Another thing, though, Britton, too, in this segment, and you mentioned that about the little bit of the drip with the pipes. I remember one time when I was in real estate and was going to show this house. There'd been a flip, so nobody was living in there and everything. And it was like this time of year and like this kind of weather. And I walked and I thought, boy, it's chilly in here. I'm sure he's trying to save a few bucks, keeping it low. And then I looked and it was like, really low. And then I walked in the kitchen. It's like, oh, my Lord.
Yeah.
And I walked into the bathroom and the toilet bowls were completely solid, just ice. The pipes had burst, but they weren't going to like burst with water until you turn the heat on,
right,
type thing. But just looking at them, it's like you took a razor blade and just sliced these copper pipes.
Yeah.
That force of water, when it freezes like this in these kind of situations, can literally destroy an entire house.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
And Brittany, they're closing schools for 2 days up by you, right?
Yes. Some of our wind chills are hitting about 40 below. I think Antigo's at that right now.
Antigo, Wittenberg.
Wow. Yeah. Yep. So, and actual temperatures hitting about 20 below. So either schools are closing or delayed start, stuff like that, because that's just for the little ones.
Can't let the little kids go out in this kind of weather. You just can't.
You are so miss outdoors. Do you do anything, or is it like too cold to do anything? Like, I know you cross country ski, you snowshoe, you do whatever, snowmobile. Is there anything you're going to do, or you're just going to take it off?
I would hunker down.
I actually hunkered down this weekend. I did some cold weather experiments. This is the time to do it. But other than that, if I'm going to do anything, it would be cross-country skiing, only because it's such a, a cardio workout that you're kind of working up the body heat a little bit more. So you're staying warmer out there, but you got to cover everything. And it's a process. And we don't have snow anyways. So
all right, we got to circle back. We were looking at each other. What experiments did you do? What'd you do?
Well, the current one that I have right now is I have filled balloons with water, and I'm making these ice balls, and I'm going to try to build a little ice snowman, hopefully this afternoon. Otherwise, you take the boiling hot water, and you run outside. It has
to at least
be below zero. Whip that up. Don't hurt yourself because it's boiling water. And if it falls on you, you're going to get burned.
But that will change.
It should evaporate rapidly, and it's beautiful.
It is. Those are cool pictures that people take.
Only Brittany will find something good to do and some fun way to make it 30 below zero.
Yeah.
Have some fun with it. Only Brittany Merlot is the only person I know that will do something like that.
You'd be like, you'd be like the favorite aunt, you know, go over to your house and you're going to do something instead of just sit around and watch TV.
By the way, I've been collecting a lot of laundry lint, dryer lint. Okay.
Thank you.
And I bought some I bought some candles from the Dollar Tree and I got some sawdust collected. We're going to make some fire pods. Okay. So when we go winter camping, we'll have those.
We're good. Yes.
You're deal.
The best. Thank you.
Brittany Merlot, you're the best. The weather you week too. Ahead. Civic Media. Appreciate it, Brittany. Stay warm.
You see too. Ya. Thanks, guys.
Bye, Brittany.
Man of the Man on Unbelievably Cold Monday Morning. Back after this.
Welcome to the Fox Valley's Real News and Great Conversation, WISS.
The 2025 Draft is a few short weeks away. Experience it up close and personal with the help of Simple Life Hospitality. Homes are now available for booking, and locations are renting fast. Choose from homes to fit every budget and create unforgettable memories during this once-in-a-lifetime event. Enjoy exceptional concierge services while you visit the Cathedral of Stadiums. And don't forget, Simple Life Hospitality gift certificates make the perfect surprise. Book now at SimpleLifeRentals.com and make your draft experience unforgettable.
Between all the holiday parties,
weekend tailgates,
and family get-togethers,
we've been overindulging a little more than usual over the holidays. But now, we're starting the new year off on a healthier note by taking Active Liver supplements from New Nordic every day.
Active Liver contains a powerful blend of turmeric, milk thistle, and globe artichoke extract, all natural ingredients that help protect the liver so that it can protect you from toxins. It's like giving my body a daily detox. I've never felt better and my energy is through the roof.
And my doctor is already impressed with how much better my numbers are looking. So if better health, more energy, and detoxing your body are some of your priorities this year, get Active Liver today and start the year off knowing you're giving your liver some well-deserved relief.
Active Liver is available in both tablets and as a delicious gummy. You can find Active Liver in stores at your local CVS or online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com.
No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass-treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor. That flash at the sound of lies, and Windy has...
That's a good song. That was I mentioned this one time.
Above the ground.
A clouds, I believe.
Yeah, a clouds, the ground, clouds. Whatever.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
Who's reaching out to capture a rainbow?
I don't think it's that either.
I think it is.
Capture a moment.
It's or whatever.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Got to capture something.
I think we do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You were saying that you told the story about this song once? What?
Yeah. I went to a Halloween party. And you dress up. And that was a while ago, but... a lady who
I've never done that.
Halloween?
Yeah. I've never dressed up for Halloween parties.
If you dress like with someone to go, yeah, it's just, it's more fun when you are like matching your partner. But anyway, and they played this song because you had to go out on the floor and dance alone to the song that you maybe represented. Anyway, and she came as trash. And her hair.
Who did?
She came as like wind. And her hair was starched straight out.
I like that. Okay.
She had like plastic bags on there. Her dress was starched out. So she was windy.
Wow.
She came as wind. I mean, that's super creative.
That's very creative.
Anyway, they played that song when she went out on the floor.
Okay.
Anyway,
what were you?
I'm trying to think. I don't know. I knew you were going to ask me that. I can't think of what I was. You know, I've been Scarecrow a lot. I got a great Scarecrow costume.
Because you're tall and lean?
Yeah,
long,
of course.
Lanky.
That's it.
Me too.
Uh-huh.
I would be the Tin Man. I'd be a can of sardines.
Yeah.
A can of tuna.
Speaking of Tin Man and Scarecrow, that they're kind of picking on the Lions because they had the lion from the
Yeah. Folks, give us your opinion. What did you think of the performance this week? Let us know.
So,
what you think of the way things went with all the football games? I feel terrible for that Adams, the tight end. I'm going to be honest with you. Even though I was pulling for Buffalo, I love Josh Allen. I didn't think they played very well, Buffalo. I'll be honest with you. And Lamar Jackson, that drive he put together down the stretch was sensational. And he had the tying 2-point conversion right in the kid's hands, and he dropped it. And he will never forget that for the rest of his life.
No, and he did drop it. Like, why didn't he catch it?
I don't think he tried to drop it. He was kind of stumbling a little bit. He was kind of stumbling backwards a little bit.
Tony Romo said, you catch that. Then he said 99 out of 100 times. He goes, no, I'll take that back. 999 out of 1,000.
It's true. He's one of the most, he's got one of the best hands. He had 4 drops for the entire season, and 2 of them were this weekend. One of the most sure-handed people in the National Football League. The National Football League.
What, tell me about the Kansas City.
And he dropped it.
Tell me about the Chiefs game.
What about it?
When he took the safety. And Troy Aikman and those guys were laughing.
Yeah.
And they said, Al Michaels is going to love this because they didn't.
Point spread wise.
I thought they weren't supposed to talk point spread.
No, now you can. I mean, come on. All game they're talking about, you know, make some more bets, make some more bets, make some more.
Oh,
Troy Aikman is big on that. That's why, you know, some people with Shaquan Barkley last week going down for that touchdown.
Yeah.
And when the most money spent was on him scoring a touchdown.
Yeah.
And here he's breaking away.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. You got to watch this segment, Jim, because you and I made a few wagers this year. And by the way, I think they still owe me money. I think I'm still up like $20 and I haven't been there. How long will they hold that?
6 months, I think.
Oh, okay. I'm good.
My ticket, you know, I told you I was all excited. Well, it was 2 months ago because I had bet. I forget what I bet on the Packers to go to the NFC Championship game, and that would have paid. That was a good bet I made. That was when Love.
Did you win?
That was when Love was
hurt.
Did
you win?
The odds were
wrong. Did you win? Then it wasn't a good bet you made. You've got to watch this segment on ESPN called "Bad Beats," meaning that was a tough loss that the gamblers took. Which all these college basketball games and stuff. It's like where the gambler got this one won. Oh, I had a 7-point spread. It got it covered. And some kid comes in off the bench and throws it up at the last second, hits a 3 to break the spread. They did a whole segment on the most bizarre thing.
Was it the underlying
whatever
message? No, was the underlying message that it's a corrupt game, or was it just
the underlying message is, it can hurt. If you're going to be a bet on sports, you got to be able to handle it.
Yeah.
Because it's just like, it is gut-wrenching, some of those losses you'll experience. No matter who you are, no matter what. Well, I was actually going to bet on the Eagles covering 6.5, I think it was. And I think the final was 6 points. Because that safety, you know, I mean, it's so close. There is nobody better at their jobs, in my opinion. There is nobody that's more an expert at what they do than the people that set the lines in Las Vegas for NFL football games.
Well, they change it a little bit depending on the bets, but yeah, you're right. They start with something.
Like it's this weekend, incredible.
They've got Kansas City at 4.5.
Are they already? Is that what it is over Buffalo?
No, 1.5 over Buffalo.
Okay, I was gonna say that seemed pretty high.
No, it's the Eagles over that's 4.5.
Okay,
the Eagles over Washington.
Okay, I can see that.
Yeah, that's what it was. 1.5 there and 4.5. But you know that may change if
it depends on how many.
But think of the people. Think of the money people won or lost on Washington. Didn't 4 of their games, the last play or the last
during the course of the season. Yeah. Boy, that kid though, that Jaden Daniels.
He ate something else.
Holy wow.
He's gonna be fun to watch.
Was he impressive?
Yeah.
Wow. Got a text here. My buddy was very upset about that safety by Mahomes.
Right.
Meaning, yeah. Andrew's the tight end, as we mentioned, for the Baltimore Ravens. Yeah. You know who seems like one of the classiest guys in all of sports? Lamar Jackson. Just everything that goes wrong, he goes up to his guy, says, it was my fault. I could have placed the ball better, could have whatever. They say after the game, he went and the kid that dropped the pass went right up to him in the locker room and gave him like the longest hug.
Yeah.
And just, you know what I mean? Lamar Jackson seems like one of the qualiest human beings in professional football, maybe in sports. I'm a big fan of his. I really am. All right, we got a quick break. We come back. Crystal McLean, ecumenical.
There you go.
Yeah. Partnership for Housing and Kim Shevchuk. Doctors in Recital. Kristen Ambos. Sam Floyd, Operation Coffee, United States Marine. That's our veteran salute coming your way. Todd McLean, Sturgeon Spirits, General Manager Todd's Lasagna Cook-Off. We got a lot of bleep to talk about, I'm telling you. Back after this.
This is the Fox Valley's Real News and Great Conversation, WISS.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we will cover the inauguration in Washington, D.C., and also talk about who the next civil rights leader might be for Martin Luther King Day. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Hey, it's John Mino.
And Jim Schmidt from Mino and the Mayor.
Want to stay in the loop with all things Northeast Wisconsin? Sign up for the WISS weekly newsletter.
Get the latest local stories, updates on the weather, and a special feature from our Mino and the Mayor podcast.
It's your one-stop shop for real news and great conversation in Northeast Wisconsin.
Log on to WISS.FM today and get signed up.
Real news, great conversation. Get signed up today at WISS.FM/newsletter. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X. This is WISS Berlin-Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein-Appleton, the Fox Valley's Real News and Great Conversation, a Civic Media station.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. With the inauguration of Donald Trump just a few hours away, President Biden has issued a slew of preemptive pardons, including one for the man who led the nation through COVID and another who called Donald Trump a fascist. Here's ABC's Brian Clark.
A final flex of presidential powers. President Biden's pardoned Dr. Anthony Fauci, retired General Mark Milley, and members of the House January 6th committee. All of these people have been heavily criticized by President-elect Trump, who has hinted at revenge against them.
ABC's Karen Travers has a little more on what we know that Donald Trump will say during his second inaugural address.
Trump will say, according to excerpts provided by a senior advisor, quote, "I return to the presidency confident and optimistic that we are at the start of a thrilling new era of national success." He'll say a tide of change is sweeping the country.
Today's inauguration will be held inside the Capitol Rotunda because of the cold weather. This is ABC News.